the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to the weekday podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Our hope is that you'd be encouraged today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And our team would love to be able to lift that up today. Well, when you think about Jesus, what comes to mind? Maybe you picture him as a stern figure who's always serious, always on mission. But if we really look at the life of Jesus, especially in passages like Luke 19, we see a different side. Jesus was relationally authentic. He wasn't just about sermons and miracles. He was about people. He was about relationships, about those genuine connections. So think about the scene. Jesus is on his way to the cross, the most crucial mission in human history. Yet as he walks, he notices a man named Zacchaeus. He's a tax collector. He's despised by his community. Jesus certainly could have ignored him. He could have called him out for his sins. He could have preached another sermon. But what does he do instead? He stops. He looks up, he calls him by name, and Zacchaeus came down immediately, and Jesus says, I must stay at your house. This is Jesus showing relational authenticity. He saw Zacchaeus not just as a sinner, but as a person, as someone worth knowing, worth loving. Jesus modeled this authenticity in every single interaction. Whether it was weeping at the tomb of Lazarus, whether it was showing righteous anger in the temple, or even sharing a meal with sinners, Jesus was always real and he was fully present. Now, I want to bring it closer to home. How often do we prioritize tasks over people? How often do we forget that our mission, like Jesus, involves seeking and saving the lost through relationships? We can preach, we can teach, but unless we build those relationships, our message, it may never reach the hearts of those around us. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost and to eat and drink with sinners. These are not separate missions, but two sides of the same coin. Jesus' method of saving the lost was through relational meals, through being present with people. So what does it look like today? Maybe it means inviting neighbors over for dinner, starting a dinner club, or simply sharing a meal with someone you don't know well after church. Maybe it's taking a friend golfing or fishing and creating space where real conversation can happen. Because here's what I know, authenticity builds bridges. When we are real with people, they see Jesus in us. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all figured out. We just have to be present and genuine. Jesus' life teaches us two things: remain true to his agenda of seeking and saving that which is lost, and to be relationally authentic. Jesus didn't just have a message, he was the message. And so I want to invite you, let's strive to live like that. Let's build genuine relationships and show people the real, authentic love of Jesus. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.